Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix After Show. It's Chris, Nikki, Whip, and Violetta. I have a story here about our fellow radio brethren, Carson Daly. Remember, Carson Daly started in radio, and then he made his way to MTV, and then he kind of kept doing radio somewhere, and now he's on the Today Show, right? Is it the Today or Good Morning? He's on one of them.
Which
one?
I think
it's Today, right?
He's an NBC guy.
They're all the same,
he
but
had
he's
a
there.
Late night show for a while.
Yeah, Today. You're right, and he did have Carson Daly's. What was that called? Last Call with Carson Daly.
Should have been Nightly with Carson Daly, actually, but I think you're right.
That actually makes a lot more sense, yeah. But it was Last Call. Yeah. Well, Carson Daly had a little hot take here, Whip. Watch out. He said that he and his wife, Siri, that's his wife, they sleep in different beds many nights a week, and that they both secretly love it. So they've done the sleep divorce. Now, not every night, but most nights. Maybe last week or the week before, my wife was feeling under the weather. So I was like, hey, I don't want to get what you got. You have the bedroom. I'm going to sleep on the couch. So I slept on the couch and I honestly slept down there a couple nights more than I probably needed to. Cause it was nice. It was like my own little clubhouse. Like I had the couch to myself. I sleep well on the couch, had the big TV down there. It was great. Was watching Godzilla, fell asleep, woke up, came here, did the same thing. So I didn't mind it, but it's not an average thing or a normal thing. I do enjoy being in the bed with her and we don't bug one another, so we've never had trouble sleeping together. Nikki, you and Joel have experimented with the sleep divorce.
We have, yes. I think we're back together, but there is something to say about sleeping. So Whip did a story earlier about having your dog sleep in your bed too. So
yes.
We have our dog. It's a lot of movement.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of people waking you up.
Yeah,
you know
the
what
Roomba
I mean?
Like, gets up in there.
That's right. The dog's waking
like,
you
oh
up. You know, people are rolling out. So I get where he's coming from. And then you toss in a weird schedule like we have. And
yeah.
So it makes sense. But yeah, I'm, you know, what do we got? I play the field. I'm,
With sleeping.
With sleeping.
Sleep both ways.
Yeah, that's
I swing
fine.
Both ways
that's
when it
fine.
Comes to sleeping.
Now, Whip, I've heard you in your sinus and snoring commercials
yeah.
talk about the snoring issues. Was that a part of you and your wife sleeping in different spaces?
It was, and she doesn't leave as often as now that I have a thing that records my snoring. When I would hear some of those or get the really bad scores on certain nights, I don't know how she stayed ever. So she would kick me, not kick me out, but she would kick me literally and say, stop snoring, and I turn over, I go on my side or whatever. But she's there more often than she's not.
Yeah.
Especially now I've gotten better with the snoring. But yeah, if I were her and the noises I make were coming out of her, I would be gone.
Now, V, you and your boyfriend, are you guys, when you're staying with one another, because
yeah.
you don't officially live together, right?
No, not really.
But you're together most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody sleeping in a separate room?
I love couch sleeping. So I go to the couch sometimes just if I can't sleep. Because I enjoy it out there and I can put my Golden Girls on and it's like just a peaceful existence. But yeah, I mean, I like sleeping with somebody. I sleep with like my sister, my mom, my boyfriend, like my friends when they sleep over. They
whoever's
sleep in
available.
My bed.
Any,
yeah, really
any warm body
anybody.
Will do.
I enjoy them in the
you
bed.
You should get a
with
big
me.
Dog. Just get a big dog.
No, animals I don't like sleeping with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, my folks have done this. My dad for a long time would just fall asleep on the couch watching The Tonight Show, and my parents had a rule that you never wake up the person who fell asleep on the couch mm-hmm. because there was one night where like my mom woke my dad and was like, get to bed, and then he slept poorly, so they were like, from now on, you never bother them if they fall asleep on the couch. But the way that their general night went when I was a kid forever would be we would all be watching TV, my mom would go to bed, and then in the morning you'd come down and my dad would be down there in the same clothes. I'm like, what happened? He's like, well, a Stallone movie came on, I kept watching it. But he likes it for his back. He like sleeps on the angle. So it was never weird to me, the idea of two people sleeping in a different space. But we're not really cuddly sleepers. We'll like start that way with the best intentions of like, oh, this will be nice. And then it feels like 2 minutes in, we both realize like we're going to have our own space now. Nikki, you right away, you guys are not snuggled up sleepers.
No, I think that's for movies.
Yeah,
I think,
so that,
like
right.
you said, you might do something nice in the beginning, but I think your body naturally moves or gets
right.
hot or whatever. But
Whip.
That's us.
Yeah. I think that that's like an early relationship thing where that's still fun because I think like the whatever the honeymoon period is where you're still what's the chemical that is released when you're
yeah
in like the
dopamine
first 6
or whatever it is
whatever.
Yeah whatever yeah
that still overtakes all the discomfort that two people like climbing on each other and trying to sleep causes so you don't notice it but later on when that wears off
yeah
you're like this is not meant to be this way
it's also surprisingly hot like
yeah.
you know not like sexy hot like no
feet.
I'm burning
touch
up
feet.
Right.
But V, are you guys cuddly sleepers?
I love cuddling. I prefer to be the small spoon, but even if he turns away from me, I will big spoon him.
You'll come back to him.
With or without his approval. So I mean, he's just there and he falls asleep so instantly.
Yeah, so it doesn't
I can
matter.
Do whatever I want. Like I just grab on and
it's
I big
not too
spoon
hot.
No, I put my other foot out sometimes of the blanket
okay.
and it's enough breeze.
All right. Well, depending on how you sleep, hopefully you're sleeping well. Carson Daly is a proponent for the sleep divorce, which I think we just need a better name for it because sleep divorce sounds a little too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Independence.
Independent sleepiness.
And sometimes even just blanket divorce is good. Two different blankets. So you don't have to pull it back and forth.
Yeah, the yanking of the blanket.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This has been the Morning Mix After Show. You can listen to the Morning Mix weekdays from 5:30 to 10 on 101.9 The Mix or listen on the free Mix app. It's in the Apple App Store and Google Play. And we will see you tomorrow on The Mix. Thanks.